Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, if that's a sign, the Warriors banner just collapsed right behind me as I'm going, oh, baby.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
It was my voice. Maybe it was my voice.
The collapse of an empire.
The downfall is here.
Oh, my God.
And it's coming hard. No.
Please clip that right now for the internet.
Oh, man, that's one way to start a show. And look, man, good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift. I got a great night's sleep. Hopefully you did, Shasky.
Oh, that's great.
It was a long day. It was a long weekend. But shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages, as we've added the QR code on both pages, the Xfinity Mobile text line. And shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. I know Spinotti's in the studio, so you can make me make a flushing sound, Shasky. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Look, man, I figure we just go through a roulette table these first 30 minutes. There's so much happening in the sports world. Of course, we got the Warriors in their offseason. I have questions about Moody and Kuminga. Those are two players we didn't really touch on last week. We were heavily focused on Klay, Draymond, Wiggins, Steph. But we'll talk about some of the ancillary pieces for the Golden State Warriors. And as you look around the league here in the playoffs, the first weekend of the playoffs, all home teams won game ones. I think that's going to flip in game two. You got the Giants getting the split against Arizona in a very hard-fought series. For them to get the split and have a chance to win the series, I think that's a good thing. Jordan Hicks continues his stellar start to the season. You got Ryan Garcia beating the brakes off of Devin Haney. Nobody saw that coming.
I didn't.
I mean, nobody saw that coming. And then, of course, it is draft week. The NFL draft is this week. The Warriors led us all the way up until the NFL draft. Oh, yeah. And it is a monster, monster week for the San Francisco 49ers. What are they going to do? Is Brandon Ayuk really going to get traded from San Francisco? Are they going to move up in the draft? Man, sports is popping right now. Shasky, good morning, brother.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many ways we can go here. The Giants series, I have lots of thoughts on. I just think the Diamondbacks are really good. And I think that the Giants are kind of finding themselves right now.
Yeah.
I do believe they need a little jolt. And I can't believe I'm saying that so early into the season. It just feels like they're a tick off right now. They need Soler or Chapman to wake up.
Yep.
And I think one of those two going on a nice little hot streak would really shake things up. Jungwoo Lee, I feel like, has been really good early on. Lamont Wade has been fantastic overall, even though yesterday wasn't one of his great games. They rode the Conforto train early on in the season. You're starting to see, he's starting to take a step back. Could Yastrzemski be getting himself hot? It feels like the at-bats are better. You know, they've gotten more out of Nick Ahmed than I thought that they would. But this comes down to, for me, when it comes to the Giants, like situational pitching. I think they're still figuring out their bullpen arms and the hierarchy there. And then I look at their starters, And I'd be lying to you if I wouldn't say that the Blake Snell thing is frustrating. Not that I'm mad at anyone in particular, but Blake Snell's representation, which is Scott Boras, and the San Francisco Giants, what did they think was going to happen? Now, I'm happy he's here. I like him. I think he's a really good player. But when you sign so late in the process, and again, there's no one person whose fault at here. I think it's just the situation. When you sign so late in the process and you have three what I call warm-up starts because you had no spring training and you don't go down to AAA and they don't have any better options in their rotation, I just feel like every party in this is culpable and has their hands bloody because you're losing at the big league level early on and everyone's frustrated. And I wish that he would have signed earlier for his sake, for the Giants' sake. I just feel like it was a recipe for disaster. And again, I'm not mad at any one in particular, but all of them kind of has to wear this.
Yeah, it's early in the process. Three games have not been pretty. Let's see what happens. Giants got the Mets this week. Then they have the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Mets have heated up a little bit, man. They've turned their season around early on. Pittsburgh's kind of cooled down a little bit here, but you bring up Yaz. Last 7 days, Yaz batting .267 with a jack, two walks, four RBIs, only one strikeout in 15 at-bats for Yastrzemski. So he's turned his season around. I don't hear too much of Yastrzemski hate these days here. But Giants is early. It's early on in the season. No need to panic. Baseball's a long way to go. There's no separation, really. Even the Dodgers are scuffling a bit. Dodgers, you see them at 13-11. Giants are 2.5 back of the Dodgers. They're fourth place in the West, but the Padres right there, Diamondbacks right there. It's going to be a tight race all season long. So you got that. You got the NBA playoffs. And look, you didn't have a lot of dramatic games this weekend. I guess Nuggets and Lakers, it was close midway through the third quarter. Then the Nuggets went on a run there. I thought Knicks Sixers in that environment in Madison Square Garden was electric.
Do you think physicality is a little disproportionate currently? We talked about that last week, heading into the Warriors versus Kings, because I did feel that way in the Knicks game.
It was a bloodbath.
It was very physical. Bloodbath.
I don't know what a foul is. Even last night, Tony Brothers in Oklahoma City with the Pelicans, and the Pelicans, they had a chance to steal it. What is CJ McCollum doing there?
I thought they were going to steal.
Yeah, that was the game to steal.
I know.
OKC, no experience, had never tasted it before. Crowd hasn't been in the playoffs in a long, long time.
They're going to regret that.
Yeah, they will. CJ, what are you doing? You're a veteran. Their last possessions from 3 minutes on was just atrocious. Well, they had the possession where they have four opportunities to take the lead. And they bricked it all.
You have a lot of guys with not a lot of experience, though, in these playoff moments. So, CJ McCollum is your quote-unquote veteran. You know, he's supposed to be the guy that understands things.
And he's been there before. He's been there to the playoffs multitude of times.
But I think now OKC, you don't get the loss, but you get the opening in terms of, being aware now of how fragile things are in the playoffs. Yep. I have a feeling they're going to finish this in five.
Yeah, me too. Me too, especially without Zion. You can see the loss of Zion. Lou Dort.
That was the game
Lou
to
Dort.
Win.
That was the game to win, to steal it and make it a series. Now, Suns and T-Wolves are intriguing. Anthony Edwards talking trash and KD. So when I see these young players popping, I couldn't help myself but think about what is Kuminga and what is Moses Moody. Because you see Anthony Edwards, fourth year, thriving. He's a superstar. He's going at Kevin Durant's neck.
Did you see who he was guarding to? They did something that I didn't think they would do. They put Cat at times on Kevin Durant, and they put Ant on Bradley Beal. I thought that was very interesting in terms of matchups. And, here, KD, you get whatever you want.
Right.
But we know you have no other point guard to facilitate for the rest of the offense. And it felt like Phoenix's offense was horrible.
You throw Jaden McDaniels on Devin Booker, a longer defender.
It's a good move.
It's a good move.
Really
Minnesota's
smart.
Legit, man.
Yeah, they are. You've been on them.
They're defensively locked in. I thought Karl Anthony Towns played. It's probably because he gets out of sorts at times.
No
doubt. He'll get into foul trouble. He gets in his own
guns.
Head. He guns. He does some things. But him taking the assignment on KD and then going at KD on the other side, I thought it was really cool. By the way, I wanted to bring this up with the Pelicans. Their possessions from 3 minutes and 34 seconds left.
Please read it to me.
To 32 seconds left. Turnover, turnover, turnover. Missed shot. Turnover. Four missed shots on one possession. Last one blocked. And then you had the final possession in which CJ fumbles the ball and throws up a terrible shot.
Were you shocked the Clippers beat the Dallas Mavericks? Because I was.
I don't know if I was shocked. I was shocked at the way they beat them.
Okay.
The game, it wasn't even a game.
No, another one I thought early on was very physical.
Yeah, very. I mean, the referees, the physical. Maybe Draper's onto something.
No, I'm coming around on that.
I'm not sure if NBA basketball is unwatchable Like, if you ask me, what brand would you rather watch? The brand that we were seeing where everybody scored 130 and throwing up threes, or would you rather see this brand?
But what about the happy medium?
There is no happy medium. I mean, that doesn't exist anymore.
I mean, are we not allowed to have that? And then I obviously Dame Time yesterday was amazing.
That was special.
Yesterday this weekend really was an elite sports weekend, and I love that it started on Friday for all the Warrior fans to come out of the woodworks and try to dunk on Kings fans.
Yeah,
I just want to tell Warrior fans, yeah, like, let's act like we've been there before.
Yeah.
I mean, we did have a decade at top.
You know, I didn't even have it in me to do that. Like, I was just watching the game. I wanted the Kings to win. I just wanted them to win. I'm a De'Aaron Fox fan.
De'Aaron and Sabonis showed up, and really nobody else.
But De'Aaron Fox he was a high volume shooter in that game, and the Pelicans owned up. I mean, they beat them all six times. But
it's crazy.
I'm with you with
matchups.
the whole internet dunking on the Kings fans and laughing at them.
This is what I would say to Warrior fans. It's like, And I mean this sincerely. Like, I get it. We get frustrated. You know, the Kings are talking smack and whatever. Let them have their moment.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just let them have their moment. Like, we've been on the top for a long time. We've got our own problems to worry about.
Yeah, we got plenty.
I mean, we got our own house that's on fire right now.
Right.
Let's just back off of dunking on other teams and let's look at our own situation. I mean, we've got our own. We've got enough layers of problems to worry about than to be focused on King's Twitter and dunking on them. Like, let's act like we've been there before. That's all.
You know,
And I'm here for the memes.
Yeah, it's crazy because Saturday I go to my little brother had a surprise party.
Oh, nice.
Out in Brentwood, California. That is a long, long drive. So we're out there. They got all the little leaguers out there at this place. Sunset Park. I met this guy, Dan, who coached the Tigers, one of the Tigers teams, and he was really cool. So, hey, what's up, Ponte? All that stuff. And it was all the little leaguers. They look so cool with their bats in the backpack and with the hats on, looking like little major leaguers. But at the party, obviously, a lot of Warrior fans there, a lot of family members. And it's just, I can't, like, what did they do with Clay? What did they do with Draymond? What about Kerr? What about this? What about that? What about this? I'm like, gosh, we're only 4 days into the offseason. This is going to be a long one. It's going to be a long offseason in terms of trying to figure out what the team will look like on paper. I think the anxiety of what the Warriors will look like next season is really hitting people. And then watching them not be in the playoffs, like, are the Warrior fans enjoying the playoffs? Are Warrior fans even watching the playoffs? I would hope so.
Part of me is watching sadly, and I'm not doing the, like, whoa, we should win. Like, I saw Warrior fans like, we would have beat them. Like, no, we wouldn't
not
have.
Doing that.
We're not ready. Like, our team wasn't good. Like, call it what it is.
They were inconsistent.
We weren't good enough. But I'd be lying to you if I wasn't looking at that Denver Lakers series, and I'm saying to myself, boy, if Denver can sweep the Lakers. LeBron James wants out. I could use a 6'8 wing who could score 26 a night. I mean, he basically was the third best player since the post All-Star break. I mean, he really was. He really was.
It's always back to LeBron.
It is back to LeBron. Because LeBron, he might be our only hope, Star Wars.
Only hope to what? Go back to the playoffs?
Well, I mean, look, if you think about it, like, you would
not score in the fourth quarter.
You want timeout. Like, yeah, I know he had the 7 turnovers, but, like, let's call it what it is. Rui didn't show up.
No,
D'Angelo didn't show up. Your boy Austin Reeves didn't show up.
We are dunking. You know what the thing is?
They didn't show up.
In the playoffs? No, you know what my biggest takeaway this weekend is that being old and losing a tick is not healthy. Look at Kevin Durant and Anthony Edwards. Look at SGA. No, seriously. No, you want LeBron James.
Yeah.
You cannot get older and succeed in the playoffs, is basically what I'm saying.
One spot.
You got grandpas out there. Oh, we got Stephen Curry's 36. He's going to be 37 next year. Draymond's going to be, what, 35?
Well,
LeBron's going to be 40. You can't win and be old in the playoffs. It's just not.
You're going to need some young guys. But
you're
like,
going to need some young dudes.
The Warriors are too young on that one end, and they're too old on the other end.
Right. My takeaway is watching the Lakers lose. It's like, yeah, LeBron James. It will be a nice story. You may finish in the top eight. Remember, LeBron's finishing the play-in, what, 3 straight years?
But their team...
Three straight years the Lakers have been in the play-in.
I don't think their team's
that good. They got Anthony Davis.
Well, and he misses a lot of time.
I thought he played well Saturday.
No, he did play well.
I thought he played his ass. I thought he's played well all season long. All right? Austin Reeves, who's everybody's favorite role player. You know, D'Lo is a streaky shooter. He can hit shots.
If I see the poop in the pants, D'Angelo Russell meme one more time come across my timeline.
I don't know, man.
The worst turnovers I've ever seen in my life in that game.
What is it with Denver and him?
Like, honestly, does LeBron help the Warriors? Like that, when you watch The Weeknd, you watching Kevin Durant in Phoenix, and Anthony Edwards is going out there taking his soul.
I think LeBron has more left than KD.
How much left, though?
Like, they need a second facilitator in the half court. They need a guy who can get to the free throw line. They need a guy who can, you know, play on ball while Curry is playing off ball.
So let me ask this. Are the Warriors supporting cast better?
No, you would have to retinker a lot. No. I think it's a start. To me, it's the first domino.
All right.
And again, this is probably more of a pipe dream than it is anything close to reality. But Bonte, I'm sitting here and I'm watching. I'm saying, okay, he is whatever you think of Chris Paul. He gives you that. He gives me all the elements that Andrew Wiggins gives me. Maybe not the same caliber of defense currently, but he's way more reliable. You're telling me the Warriors couldn't use 26-9-9?
No, I hear that.
That's what he's averaged since the All-Star break.
I hear 26-9-9.
I
hear that. We'll see. I don't think LeBron James turns you into a top six.
No, but
I
think he maximizes Steph Curry last couple of years. Like when I look at Steph coming off ball, if you have a guy who commands all five players to stare at him when he has the ball in his hands, that enables all that off ball movement. And I just think in the half court, it looks really good.
But you know what though? The Warriors want to play with pace, right?
No, well,
they don't want to play slow down brand of basketball.
Well, LeBron can pick and choose.
Slow down brand of basketball kills Stephen Curry.
I think he plays that way in particular because of Anthony Davis as well.
Yeah, maybe. I'd rather have Anthony Davis.
Well, if you're asking, there's other
Warriors,
guys.
The Warriors need elite rim protection.
Yes.
If you still want LeBron James, point of attack defense ain't much better.
No.
Because he ain't guarding nobody.
No.
So your defense actually gets worse.
Well,
so I'm trying to think, like, I know LeBron, what he does, but you're actually getting worse as a team.
No, I don't think so because, you know, you're playing Pajemski starter minutes, heavy minutes, Chris Paul playing heavy minutes. Like, he basically takes the role of both those two.
18 minutes in the play-in, play like 20 minutes.
Well, I'm just saying at that point guard position, right? And I'm just saying, to me, LeBron is a 3 or 4 on defense and a point guard on offense. That's what he's going to be.
That's a lot of guys who can't guard on one team. That's a lot of guys.
Well, that's why you got the greatest defender of all time, self-proclaimed Draymond Green out there.
Right.
Sfidoni.
Absolutely incredible.
Smiling, but that's what he's there for.
LeBron, Clippers beat up on the Dallas Mavericks. You had the Knicks take a one. All the whole teams won this weekend. All the whole teams won. By the way, if anybody saw the fight, Ryan Garcia has been acting like a madman on Twitter.
I mean,
he beat the dog breaks off of Devin Haney. But here's the thing with boxing, where boxing's a shady game.
I don't even know why I love it.
It's just, you know, it's a shady business.
Oh, my God.
So Ryan Garcia, they had a 140-pound weight limit.
Uh-huh.
Ryan Garcia had no intentions of making 140.
Okay.
So he comes in on the way in over, he's at 143.5, basically.
All right.
But what happens is when you go through training, you know, Devin Haney is like weight training himself to get to 140, right? Got to get to 140. Got to make this fight happen. Ryan Garcia was like, dude, I'll pay the fine, which is $1.5 million. I'm going to make that up, and I'm going to be able to rehydrate at whatever weight I want to weigh. So he probably went into the ring at like 160, 165, and he just looked so much bigger than Haney. And now Haney had a terrible game plan. I don't know why Haney wanted to sit in the center of the ring. Ryan Garcia playing him as the Mayweather playbook, getting schooled by Mayweather and De La Hoya, and he beat the dog's breaks. It's nothing like a good prize fight, and a prize fight like that, kudos to those guys for actually fighting. But boy, Bill Haney, Devin Haney, they got to wear some humble pies. So I don't know if you watched that. You had that going on, obviously, baseball. And it's NFL Draft Week, Shasky. It's NFL Draft Week. I got my prospects right here. I'm seeing Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, who are the Niners going to sign? Well, are we sure we want to trade Brandon Ayuk? Because I keep hearing smoke. I'm getting random texts from random people saying, oh, well, I talked to this guy, and you know, this guy knows him, and this guy says that, yeah, he's got to buy the house. And I've heard over the weekend Atlanta, all of a sudden, Atlanta Falcons.
Well, then I'll add them to my list. I'm going to tell you right now, if push came to shove and I got the right offer, I would trade Brandon Ayuk. No matter what ends up happening, to me, the 49ers absolutely have to draft a wide receiver with their first three picks. There's no other way around it. Even if you retain Brandon Ayuk and you allow him to play this year and then you franchise him and move him down the line, whatever, like, I have to look beyond Debo and Ayuk. You have to get a playmaker. If you're going to pay the quarterback, which I feel like they're going to, you're going to get at least one big payday from Brock Purdy, whether that rolls over multiple years or not. And I can lay this whole thing out for you. To me, you have to get an inexpensive playmaker early in this draft. Yes, you need meat and potatoes. Yes, you need offensive defensive lineman. I still believe that they're going to have to get, you know, a defensive lineman at some point. But I think wide receiver, and I'm looking at this, this is a loaded wide receiver class. I need a wide receiver.
You're taking a wide receiver.
Absolutely. Okay, whether trading, I keep Ayuk or not.
Are you okay with trading
with Ayuk? The right deal, and I've targeted
what
a couple
of teams.
What is
the right deal?
What do you mean?
We'll bring it up on the other side. I want to hear your deal. What is the right deal for Brandon Ayuk? Are Niner fans warming up to trading Brandon Ayuk? It is the week of the NFL draft. That's what's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.